I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it, just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame. And what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams that scatter. Then you pull them all together. And how can I explain?
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. Today we have one kind of scheduled guest, but we also have two surprise guests in the studio today. So we have Bailey with us today.
What's Gucci, y'all?
What's Gucci? Amazing introduction. I'm sorry, I didn't know how to respond to that. But we also have two surprise guests if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Callum. I hang around CITR and I'm going to be sitting in the studio today.
Yes, you're on a training. You've never been here before.
I'm so happy to be here on my favorite CITR radio program.
Devout Toaster Strudel band member.
True that.
The creator of the name Toaster Strudel.
Amazing. Not quite sure what that means, but I will roll with it. And then we also have...
What's up? It's Zoe. I'm back. I was here yesterday for training. Can't get away from this place.
It's great.
We're just chilling.
Once you come in, you can never leave.
You get stuck here.
It's kind of like a cult. We have like a shrine of just like old amps in the back room that we worship.
The records.
You say that,
here.
But that would be cool. If we have.
We could set it up.
We could.
We can make it happen. Make it culty.
Anything happens, CITR. But yes, so Bailey, you have brought several songs for us today. So let's jump into it.
A playlist.
Yes.
Of I would call this. I would call this a spiritual awakening and a bringing into new consciousness from the 70s.
Okay. Amazing theme.
Yeah, that's what's about to happen.
Awesome. Do you want to introduce song number one?
Let me just say this.
Okay.
This is Free at Last by Albert Ayler.
Okay.
One of my favorite saxophonists. One of my favorite saxophonists. Albert Ayler, his discography is insane. And I talk about it on literally every single episode of my radio show. I like read through his discography.
Plug your radio
and I'm like,
show.
What
When's
does
your radio
this
show?
Mean?
When
saxophone
do people tune in?
À la Permidi, Tuesday at 1 p.m. or Saxophone La Nuit, Tuesday at 11 p.m. If you want to contemplate our existential angst of being here on this earth via the medium of saxophone musical expression, then Saxophone à la Permidi or La Nuit is for you. But yeah, I play a lot of Albert Ayler. This album in particular is called New Grass. Album came out in 1968, right before the 1970s, which is when, and he says this himself, that in the 70s there was like this new like music like was like bringing people into this new like consciousness, and there was like this whole like spiritual awakening happening like through music. And yeah, maybe play the song and you'll see why.
Okay. Here's Free at Last, Albert Ayler. I hope those listening are spiritually awakened as Albert predicted. Here it is.
Oh, keep the peace, oh, keep the faith. Oh, keep the peace, oh, keep the faith. Oh, keep the peace, oh, keep the faith. Keep the faith.
person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hello, hello, CITR 101.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I love the passion. As Bailey suggested, that was Free at Last by Albert Ayler that you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a fun fact about this song or a couple
prepared
by chance?
Yeah, I just realized this. I was listening to it again on the bus on my way here. And when he's like in the like high altissimo range part of the solo, he's literally doing the like Free at Last part.
On the saxophone.
And like da da da. Yeah, but like in the like crazy range that he can play, which is just like crazy to me because he's not like playing the like pitches, he's like voicing it in the saxophone, which is crazy because it's really hard to do. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever like played a saxophone and like
I have not.
Like, you know when you like when you like buzz, like you blow and it buzzes on the reed and like that's how the sound comes out, but then like go and then it like your voice comes through the saxophone with the pitch. He's really good at doing that. It's actually really hard. And your lungs have to be crazy to be like, like, you have to be, like, insane. But, like, he's literally, like, screaming into the saxophone. Oh, yeah. I like
no. Has he?
You're anyways, all good. I could go crazy. Like,
no, go crazy. This is Songs with Bailey. So I was going to ask, has he influenced your, like, saxophone playing in any way? Because for those listening who may not know, Bailey is a saxophonist, is that what you would say?
I am a saxophonist.
A saxophonist?
I am a
saxophonist. An esteemed saxophonist.
Esteemed concert saxophonist, colleague of UBC. Just kidding.
Yeah, well,
but
you
I'm
are.
I'm a saxophonist.
You should toot your own horn, literally.
I studied for 6 years now, the craft.
So you should be able to gas yourself up. But anyway, has Albert influenced the saxophone for you in any way?
Like, I philosophically I like aspire to everything that Albert Ayler like is.
Yeah.
I aspire to be like that, but physically I cannot play the saxophone the same way that he can. And not that I like don't want to or not that I ever will, but I would say my style of playing is more like microtonal, subdued, soft, like cool jazz era classical.
Who would you say is your biggest saxophone inspiration?
Biggest saxophone inspiration, Otis Murphy, classical saxophonist. Otis Murphy, he teaches in the States somewhere. He's amazing. He has an album called Fantasy, and yeah, he plays like all the best saxophone repertoire, and he is such a like smooth, like beautiful, like classical tone. So I like him. And if it was like jazz saxophonists, like Lester Young, Sonny Rollins, or Stan Getz.
Stan Getz, okay.
Stan Getz.
Are they
not Paul Desmond? Stan Getz. Just kidding. I like them both. I like them both.
Is it all like instrumental stuff, or is there also like singing involved?
It's mostly instrumental, but in the case of Albert Ayler, I would say he's literally singing into the saxophone, which is crazy because like that's why I say it's like such like a spiritual thing, because some of his stuff, like this is more on like the tame side of some of his stuff. But I think I put some things on the playlist that get like a little bit crazier. But He's literally like yelling, like screaming into the saxophone, and like it would be crazy to see that live.
Okay, tell us about the next song.
What's next on the
next song is
playlist?
You Ain't Living.
Oh, okay. This is just like a little fun, like spiritual, like uplifting, like revival. Andre Crouch, he's my favorite like Christian pastor from the 70s.
Ooh,
and okay. I found him on YouTube somehow, and I was watching this video, and it was him, and he was like him. It was like Andre Crouch and the Disciples were like one of, maybe not the first, but like one of the first like gospel churches touring gospel groups to like tour and do sermons around the world for like a lot of like white audiences in the 70s. And they are so good. And then also too, like the YouTube recordings are so crazy because the crowd is literally like feeling it so much. Like they're literally like, and like, I don't know. It's literally, it's the YouTube recordings of some of his sermons are so good. But I just like this song. It gets me going. Like every morning, I'm like, "You ain't living until you met the Savior, had a personal experience with the." Anyways, yeah, I grew up really religious.
No.
And then now this is my outlet.
Do you know Kirk Franklin then?
Like, no. Wait, no.
Did you even
I was
grow
Catholic.
Up in a religious household? If you don't know, oh, you're a Catholic. Okay. I feel like Kirk may have been too wild for the Catholic.
Oh, maybe, maybe.
Yeah, he's more of an evangelical Pentecostal vibe.
Whoa, I mean, okay, okay.
Yeah. You do get pretty wild if you're looking for the real showmans.
Okay, okay. Wait, I'm literally will, like, I need
we
to listen to this.
Our our musical.
Like, if you want people cartwheeling down the aisle.
Yes! Oh my god, I love those videos of people, like, going off in church, like, just going crazy, like. Okay, but yeah. You Ain't Livin', Andre Crouch.
You Ain't Livin', Andre Crouch. Here you go. For those driving, try not to let
don't
the Holy
go,
Ghost.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, take over. Yeah. No. Keep those hands on the steering wheel. Here you go.
Ruler or a king, you may have the best of everything. You may be a millionaire, but the Father made it so. And here's one thing He wants the world to know: you ain't living until you've met the Savior, had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you've met the success and worldwide fame. This world may be impressed by your great name. You may be a millionaire, but the Father made it so. And here's one thing He wants the world to know: you ain't my life was filled with loneliness. No trace of joy, no trace of happiness. But when I opened up my heart and let Christ in.
Andre Crouch.
Andre Crouch.
Andre Crouch.
Playing.
Wait, can I borrow these?
Borrow them.
So I can hear what's happening. What's next? I have more Albert Ayler on the playlist, I believe.
Walk us through this. So you would like listen to this while you were.
This is if I just need to be like, living until you. Like this is just if I need to like get some energy. Like if I need to like to just like.
No, I hear it.
But I just really like the song, and Andre Crouch also like was in the 70s at the same time as all of these saxophonists, like popping off in like live performances, like doing like crazy stuff. So I always play this coupled with like, because a lot of these saxophonists were very like spiritual too. Like when the next Albert Ayler song comes on, I guess to contextualize it, his album names are insane.
Oh.
Do you want to hear some?
Let's hear some.
Okay. And I'll tell you kind of like what's going down. But I'm just going to pull up the playlist so I can see what song is next.
Next is
Heart Love.
Yeah.
Heart Love. This track has the best saxophone solo I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
In your life.
Yeah. And you can probably skip ahead to the saxophone solo.
Let's hear Heart Love. Listen
to that. Because how about I'll tell you the album names to the saxophone solo.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, what is happening
What's going on? Okay.
So
here's Heart Love by Albert Ayler. And that's going to be, I guess.
Wait, no, like play it. And
play it?
I'll tell you the names.
Okay.
But what's the... You'll know. Is this... Can you hear?
I mean, I can hear the music. I can't tell it's a saxophone solo or not.
Is it up there in high register? Is it going crazy? Okay. So, this is Albert Ayler. And let me just read to you the titles of some of his releases.
Let's hear it.
We've got his first release. Something Different! ...! Etc.
It was Something Different.
Something Different. And when was this? In 62. And this is some of his first recordings. And then his second one, My Name is Albert Ayler. Alternate title, Free Jazz. This was in 63. And then he came out with Spirits. Alternate title, Witches and Devils. And this was in 64 in New York. This is when he went to New York.
Wow.
He also has in New York, Swing Low, Sweet Spiritual, and Prophecy. Now, if you want to listen to something crazy, I recommend listening to Prophecy. Like, if you want to, like, trip.
You want an exorcism.
If you want to be exorcised, listen to Prophecy. But that was in 64. And in 64, he also came up with Spiritual Unity. He came out with Ghosts, which is a great album also. And, like, the concept of ghosts at that time is, like, interesting. What else? There's Spirits Rejoice, also a really great album. This is in 65.
Is insane.
And then
Love
Cry, 67, and then New Grass, 68. It's like one of his last albums. And then on this album, Music is the Healing Force of the Universe. On this album, he plays the bagpipes, y'all. Like, he does a free jazz solo with the bagpipes. It's literally crazy. And then he comes out with the last album and he predicts his own death. It's crazy. It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh my God.
But, and then there's other stuff that came out. Holy Ghost is also a great album.
Only on Songs with Friends.
Only here. So, but yeah, I just thought I'd put Heart Love because the solo is crazy and it's like my favorite saxophone solo ever. But do you want to play any song?
Yeah, let's move on to the next song. We'll let it play for a bit.
Okay.
This is...
The next song, I just put Childish Gambino, The Palisades, because we were talking about this album
the other day.
We could chill to The Palisades. Yeah.
Okay. Here's The Palisades by Childish Gambino. Hope you enjoy.
I know the secret we share. share. Look what this feeling has done to me. There's something deep in the air. Just holding hands, let me come to be. Understand what I'm saying. You won't end up in the lost and found. No.
I don't know why, but every time I see you dancing,
I see you dancing.
I'm tired of running, tired of playing late romancing.
I don't want to.
If we could be together, would that make you happy?
I don't fuck with that.
And if it wouldn't tell your girlfriend to get at me, love don't.
Can't every day be like this?
Yeah.
Smoke a J at the beach like this. Hang with Bae at the beach like this. Conversations with Keish like this.
Hey.
Never thought it could be like this. Be the man like I am like this. Dance around, shake your hips like this. Mess around, make a hit like this.
Like they like is.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Hello, we are
hello?
Back. Hello, hello, is anyone there?
How do you say hello when you answer
it's,
the phone?
I'm how
like,
do
hello,
I say
as
it?
If I don't know the person.
Yeah, I always say hello, like hello. A little confused. But don't be confused, don't be alarmed. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. Songs with Bailey,
hey.
Callum, Zoe, also present. You just heard The Palisades by Childish Gambino and Christian Rich. And one thing that is very insane to me is that you don't know much Pharrell music.
Exposed.
Or like Pharrell that much.
No,
when
I
this
like
is
Pharrell.
Very, like,
I like
very
Pharrell.
Coded. Sorry. Defend yourself. I'll let you defend
no,
yourself.
But you're right. No, like you're not. But like, no, I like Pharrell. I just, you know, I didn't... I was telling
sleeping.
You, For some reason, when I saw La La Land, I thought he was John Legend, and he plays the villain in the character, and then I was like, oh, this guy sucks.
And that was what skewed your view.
And then I was like, I just, yeah, that skewed my... But now I'm open to, so I'm going to search up some Pharrell.
You're Pharrell curious.
Got lots of good recommendations, so I'm gonna start listening to Pharrell.
Okay, you should.
I'm going to do it.
Well, I think the music you've brought in that we've played so far is great, so thank you for that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the next song by Anthony Braxton?
Anthony Braxton.
Like, based off the title, it may have some kind of jazz vibes or some specific meaning behind it.
You guessed it correctly.
Okay.
Time signatures are going crazy on this song. This is a cool album. I could talk forever about Anthony Braxton, honestly, but he's another saxophonist that I love, and he also utilizes the technique of, like, voicing. I would say his best solo is his rendition of Come Sunday live in Paris in 1972, I think it is. He goes into crazy altissimo, like, voicing register on that, almost, like, better than Albert Ayler in some moment. Just kidding. They're both amazing. But, yeah, he is... an amazing saxophonist and philosopher.
Oh.
And composer. He has a lot of compositions, and this is one of them. Yeah, I could keep talking, but you should play a song.
Before I play it, does he have any relation to Toni Braxton?
No.
No?
But I don't know.
Okay. Well, then...
Maybe.
Maybe.
I perhaps. Can't say for sure that he doesn't, but... I don't think so.
Okay.
But he's still alive. He's like...
He's still alive. He's still
popping
up
in the 70s, and now he's just like... He's an old man for sure, but I don't know how old. Not to be like shade, but like he's definitely old by now because he's like mid-ages in the 70s. So like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will play this song, which is called MDD-3/63D Opus 23C by Anthony Braxton. Hope you enjoy. The as much as you love this song,
I have
a lot.
To be in a certain mood to listen to some of
Braxton's some of the songs you brought. That's very fair. It did make me feel a little bit like I was in some kind of like I don't know how to explain it, but it felt like I was like running through like a maze or something,
like
and like that was like yeah a dream maze,
work
and that was like
dream.
The soundtrack. Yeah, much like Callum's like work related stress nightmares.
Dang.
I can't right, believe well, that song's only 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It feels like an odyssey.
That was
a
long
like
one.
A whole journey.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the next one?
Okay. The next one. So, this is also like recently discovered Prince Buster. I recently discovered Prince Buster when I was looking into my search into ska history, like the like beginnings of ska ever since the 100 Gex concert, my existential crisis. Mm-hmm. That was a tower moment for me at 100 Gex. I don't know about you, but that was
a
pivotal moment.
Because I think we talked about it like, no offense to the Gex, but
no
after
shade,
that
but
we were ready to close
that was
the door
it. That's
on,
it.
On
yeah.
100
no,
Gex
I was like,
yeah.
But I was like, I genuinely was like, okay, because they do have like Frog on the Floor. Like, I feel like that song is offensive. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't mean to do like controversial take on your
I don't
show,
know. Be controversial.
That song is offensive. That song is an embarrassment to the genre of ska. I'm just going to say it.
I didn't love it. You can say it.
I'm not a fan of that song, honestly.
Okay.
I thought that song was kind of weak.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like, I get it. Like, I would like dance, like I would get hyped. But
if you
think about
ska...
it, if you knew really, truly, some good ska, you would
be
like
a true ska
the
head.
For Rick. But this is Prince Buster, who's like one of the OG ska founders. Y'all know A Change Is Gonna Come. We all know Sam Cooke. Boom. But Prince Buster, like this came out a long time ago. This like. I think is a precursor to Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
Okay.
1967, that's when this came out.
Damn.
And it's from his album Judge Dredd. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Judge Dredd, but this is a different Judge Dredd. This is Judge Dredd.
I've heard of like Dredd.
Yeah, the cop, the cop.
Okay.
Judge Dredd, like the cop movie. Mm-hmm. And then what's weird is like, you know how there's like a lot of like politics and like reggae and ska?
Yeah.
Like to do with like judgment. There's an original Judge Dredd, and I'm like, I wonder if the movie has like some sort of connection, because this album talks a lot about like a judgment and like the law and like, I don't know, it's crazy. He also has an album called The Outlaw, and one of the songs is called Al Capone, and it starts out with like this like car skidding noises. And like, it's crazy. Like my brain went down this crazy rabbit hole. And then I was like, The Strokes too was New York City Cops. And then also like the lead singer of The Strokes was like obsessed with reggae. And like, and like
I'm
spiraling.
Like there's a big conspiracy going on over there.
Yeah.
I don't think you're spiraling. I think you were uncovering the truth.
I'm uncovering.
Yeah.
But I just thought this is a cool version of A Change Is Gonna Come. So if you haven't heard,
so it's also so it's like the Sam Cooke version, but like Prince
no, I think
Buster
it's like
five.
Before Sam Cooke. Like, I think this is like the OG, but I don't know the history of the, like the song itself.
Oh.
But this is like came on 1967, Prince Buster, and it's you'll hear it's ska, it's reggae.
Does our in-house research expert know when
what do
the
you know?
Sam
I was
Cooke?
Just looking it up because I, as far as I know, A Change Is Gonna Come was Sam Cooke's last single. Is that
oh.
I thought that was part of the. Mythology.
Whoa.
So if I have my biography right in my head, I think if that was 67, I think Cook's version was 64.
Oh, dang.
So yeah,
okay.
A few years earlier.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay.
This is the...
There's a lot of plot twists.
This is, this is crazy. Like, But this is the Prince Buster version of A Change Is Gonna Come. Sam Cooke... Wait, did Sam Cooke write A Change Is Gonna Come?
I thought it was at least written for him if he didn't
write
it himself.
Yeah.
Because did you guys see the Netflix documentary, the Sam Cooke one? With
No.
It's like Sam Cooke, Malcolm X, and Muhammad Ali documentary on Netflix. And it's literally so good. It like goes through like their friendship and like their lives and like the whole movement. And like it's crazy. It's a good documentary. It exposes the truth about Sam Cooke's death.
Oh,
yeah, it's a good, it's just like a little Netflix documentary.
Well, maybe you can talk about it on your other radio show.
Yeah, we should bring it over to Fan Club, a little crossover.
Yes.
Well, here's A Change Is Gonna Come by Prince Buster. I think this is the whole discussion around this song has solidified that A, Bailey is a top tier conspiracy unraveler.
Yes.
And B, I think we should have Callum on every episode just to give us facts.
to fact check us.
Because we spread misinformation.
Literally
a little too much.
Me spreading so much misinformation.
But anyway, here is A Change Is Gonna Come, Prince Buster. Hello, hello. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Songs with Friends. This is Songs with Bailey with special guest Callum. And we also had Zoe, but Zoe had to leave. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Was A Change Is Gonna Come, the Prince Buster version. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the next song? Because it looks like we're hopping right back into Albert Ayler. Yeah. We took a little break.
The through line.
Yeah. And now we're, the theme is Albert Ayler.
I'm obsessed. I'm in my Albert Ayler era for like the last like almost a year. I've been like listening exclusively Albert. Not actually, but the next two songs, Sun Watcher, which I just added last minute because it had a cool bass line. We could probably just play the next one, which is called Drudgery. It's 8 minutes and 9 seconds. And this is from his album, Music is the Healing Force of the Universe, which has the bagpipe solo. And it also has harpsichord too.
Oh my goodness.
On this track?
On the album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what,
it's a dope album.
Should
Music
I keep playing it? You
want to
talk over it?
Why don't you play some of it and I'll go to the album. Yeah, the one you'll never guess which. Okay, guess which song from the album has bagpipes.
Is it the song that's playing right now?
Not this one.
Oh, it's not this one.
So there's Music is the Healing Force of the Universe, first track, 8 minutes 41 seconds. Second track, Masonic Inborn, part 1, 12 minutes and 12 seconds. And then third track, A Man Is Like a Tree. And then Oh, Love of Life, Island Harvest, and then the last song, Drudgery. This is one of his last albums, 1969. And
yeah, it's crazy that there's only six songs on this album and it's like 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
I think my guess would be Masonic Inborn for the bagpipe track.
I'd go with Masonic Inborn too, just because I don't know what else it would be.
Y'all are correct.
Yeah,
correct.
12 minutes for bagpipe.
I can probably play like a little excerpt of it.
Through the microphone.
Bailey is just taking the wheel here.
That man is doing things with the bagpipes that I didn't know were possible.
Listen to the saxophone a la Pyramidy if you want to go insane.
Oh my goodness.
Not actually. But yeah, he plays the bagpipes, which is wild.
Wild.
Okay. But yeah, Drudgery. Just because I put Drudgery on because I think I was talking to Jasper the other day. I was like walking past his office and we were like, I guess talking about how we retired. And I was like, Drudgery.
Drudgery indeed.
Drudgery.
Well, here's some more drudgery. Hope you enjoy it. That was Drudgery by Albert Ayler. For something that's called Drudgery, I thought it was pretty lively, honestly.
Cool. Yeah. SNL goodbye
SNL
music.
SNL goodbye music, yeah. It sounded, I was saying it sounds a lot like the goodbye music they play.
No, for
at the
real.
End of SNL. Just in my opinion.
The saxophonist is just going off.
Just going crazy while whatever celebrity is like thanking their mom. Exactly. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't know a lot about like saxophone music.
But the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
Thank you for affirming my opinion there.
Yep.
Tell us about Cold and Clear.
Oh, I just like this song, and it has the coolest saxophone line and like pew
pew. I'm sensing a theme with a lot of the songs you've brought.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh my God! Wait, I can't escape it. I can't escape the saxophone.
One thing: if you guys take away anything from this episode, please, I'm begging you, please let it be that Bailey loves the saxophone and jazz.
I have been consumed. By the lifestyle
of a saxophonist.
There's a book called The Devil's Horn.
Mm.
There's a song called The Devil's Rag.
And this is all about the saxophone?
And, you know, saxophonists are like one of the most like disliked slash like weird slash like strange people in the music programs.
Really? Why?
I just think the instrument is like possessed. Like the instrument is like not like cursed, but like something. There's like the saxophone is such a versatile. It's been like anointed by some weird spiritual thing. I don't even know.
Okay, I'm gonna play. I'll play you some like Haim later because there's like a few Haim songs that have like really good like, saxophone.
Wait,
in it.
Okay.
And I saw them live in concert too last summer, and the guy they brought like their saxophonist with them. And he did, like, a bunch of crazy solos, and they were really cool. And I might be able to find some videos that I took, so I can... Yeah. I definitely would love to hear your opinion on the saxophonism going on.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, very different context, but...
Yes.
Yeah. Should we play Cold and Clear?
Yeah, this is just another... Fits the, like, reggae theme that I've been on lately. But, yeah, this is more recent. Liam Bailey. This was, like, 2021 or something when it came out.
Okay, cool. Well,
that's cool. I thought you would enjoy some Liam Bailey, so I put it on.
Thank you. I'm excited to hear. Here is Cold and Clear by Liam Bailey. Hello, hello. You just heard Cold and Clear by Liam Bailey. I liked that one. Callum was saying it sounded a little more like lo-fi than the like several older songs.
I just think it's so funny that like that song came out in 2020 and the Prince Buster song came out in 1968. 67.
67?
And, like, it's so much more hi-fi.
I like his, like, his vibe on the album. The album cover is cool, too. It's, like, It's very vintage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's kind of like a like a painting imprint of him, of his head.
Yeah.
But we've come to the end of the show.
The last song.
So before you, do you want to introduce the last song for us? Why did you choose this one as the last song?
You can play it now if you want, but it's My Little Brown Book by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. I always play this song on my show when I want to have like a little like philosophical interlude to like talk about my thoughts and my
Your thoughts.
But I really like this song.
I'll let it fester in the background. Yeah. A little bit.
How did I first find out about it? Obviously, I'm a huge fan of John Coltrane, and John Coltrane collaborating with Duke Ellington is so iconic. But this song is also sampled on one of my favorite rap tracks called Malcolm by Ghostface Killa, which also samples like Malcolm X and stuff. And it's literally like the dopest track ever. And it's a really cool sample. And yeah, but this is like the original song. And it's really like nice to like ponder too. Mm. So, you know, if you guys have any like thoughts that you want to ponder,
nice.
This is the song to think too.
Okay.
I like to think to this song.
Any parting words to those listening other than that they should ponder to this? Thank you for coming on, by the way. And you too, Callum.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you
literally
for coming.
Like any opportunity to play more saxophone music,
you will take it.
I hope that your listeners don't hate the saxophone now. I hope that they think it's powerful.
No, I have a greater, I definitely have a greater appreciation for the saxophone after
cool.
this episode.
Yay!
So thank you. And I feel like I learned so much about you as a saxophonist.
Yes.
Because I feel like I don't know much of that aspect of you. So I'm very grateful that you brought a little piece of yourself into the studio, a la these multiple Albert Ayler and other songs,
and
the one like random Childish Gambino song that you brought.
I was like, I put it in the middle because I was like, we might need to like chill out a little bit, and like, but I don't know.
You gotta keep the listeners tuned.
Yeah, I just because like it's all like so extreme, like the emotions are I feel like are so extreme on the like Albert Ayler track sometimes.
That's fair.
Could be like.
I mean, I didn't know any Albert Ayler before this, so I'm glad I do.
Nice.
And I'm glad the listeners do, too. So this has been Songs of Friends. You're listening to My Little Brown Book by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. Thank you so much for listening. Pending on next week, we may not be back. We may be back at a different time, but stay tuned because there's more awesome stuff coming up.